nature of things. All we can do is sing as we go." He stood up. "However, I will pay a personal visit to the dwarfs in question." He reached out to ring a bell on his desk, stopped, and, with a smile at the priest, moved his hand instead to a brass and leather tube that hung from two brass hooks. The mouthpiece was in the shape of a dragon. He whistled into it and then said, "Mr. Drumknot, my coach, please."
"Is it me?" said Ridcully, giving the new-fangled speaking tube a nervous glance. "Or is there a terrible smell in here?"
Lord Vetinare gave him a quizzical look and glanced down. There was a basket just underneath his desk. In it was what appeared to be, at first glance and certainly at first smell, a dead dog. It lay with all four legs in the air. Only the occasional gentle expulsion of wind suggested that some living process was going on. "It's his teeth," he said coldly. The dog, Waffles, turned over and regarded the priest with one baleful black eye.
"He's doing very well for a dog of his age," said Hunon, in a desperate attempt to climb a suddenly tilting slope. "How old would he be now?"
16, said the patrician. "That's over 100 in dog years." Waffles dragged himself into a sitting position and growled, releasing a gust of stale odours from the depths of his basket.
"He's very healthy," said Hunon, while trying not to breathe. "For his age, I mean. I expect you get used to the smell."
"What smell?" said Lord Vetinari.
"Ah, yes, indeed," said Hunon.
End of CD 1.